the last item, number 14, and we have one member of the public that wishes to comment. A Mr. Kavanaugh, please.
Good afternoon. I wanted to thank you for coming all the way all over the state to come and take care of our wildlife for us. We don't have much time, so I'm going to take you from Willapa Bay on the west all the way over to Wenatchee on the east and talk about some issues that are important to all the people of Washington State. In Willapa Bay, we found that there are some planning going on between the DNR and the Department of Fish and Wildlife dealing with mapping of Willapa Bay and the resources within Willapa Bay and the uses and the public activities in Willapa Bay. But when we checked to see where are all the maps of these attributes, for instance, where are the green sturgeon using in Willapa Bay, where are the ESA species, there aren't any. They decided not to put those resources in the mapping system. All they put in there were oysters. There's a lot going on in Willapa Bay. There's waterfowl, there's endangered species, there's salmon, there's coho salmon, there's Chinook salmon, there's chum salmon. There's a lot of really important marine and estuarine resources that they're going to leave out of the mapping, so the public has no way of knowing what is out there. And when I talked to Mrs. Lassiter over at the DNR, she said, well, they can find out some other way. And besides, the Department of Fish and Wildlife didn't feel it was necessary to put those maps in that program. Well, I disagree strongly, and I think you will, too, when you read my handout. So that's Willapa Bay. Now we're going to fly over the mountains, and we're clear over around Wenatchee and Yakima and Spokane country. And we're going to take a look at what is going on our beautiful wildlife management areas with respect to livestock grazing. I'm sure Mr. Sprague will be interested in this. You manage one of the second largest cattle ranches in the state of Washington. The DNR has the largest one with 1,400 permits. We rank number two. And so we asked some of our colleagues over there who have spent their lives in central and eastern Washington to take a look and do an analysis of what's going on out there with these grazing programs. Also, we've offered to meet with our new director here for conflict resolution. He offered to meet with us through Joe Storr, and we're not getting any takers on it. We're ready to meet with you at any time to go over these issues so that we can resolve them without having to go into litigation the way I did the last time. We went into court on three separate occasions and we prevailed each time, and we don't want to have to do that again. That's not the best way to do that. So what I present to you today is the entire career's worth of experience of one of your biologists, Pat Fowler. And he's given you a series of issues that you need to really consider seriously. And I hope you'll read them and carefully consider them. Look at all sides of the issue. Don't be swayed by special interest groups. So with that, do you have any questions?
Any questions?
Okay. Thank you,
sir. And that brings to the Friday of September. June 10th meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We will adjourn until tomorrow morning, June 11th, at 8 a.m. We stand adjourned at 22:05.